You're listening to The Exchange on Siouxland Public Media. I'm Mary Hartnett. Many Siouxlanders experienced flooding over the last few weeks. Even a little water in the basement can damage precious photos and family mementos. Often it's hard to know what to do to salvage them. However, Randy Silverman, the head of preservation at the University of Utah Marriott Library, says there are a few simple steps that can save your mom's baby pictures and yearbooks from oblivion. He says it's a matter of getting to the photos while they're still wet.
It's the most important thing to many families. The box of family photos contains the heirloom images of the family tree, and it's so important for people to be able to save them. The problem with photographs is a photographic image is essentially silver that's embedded in gelatin, which is glue, animal glue. And when the photographs get wet, either the negatives or the prints, the gelatin softens, and then as soon as they dry out, the gelatin starts to harden. And we call it blocking. And once they start to block, you can't undo it without tearing the photograph. It's not reversible by getting them wet again. And the drying out happens within, say, 24 hours, sometimes much less. And so the priority is to figure out what your prized possessions are, and if they're the photographs, immediately find those and try and separate them. And it's easy to save them once you've figured this out. It's really simple. You just have to peel them apart and set them out to dry on a flat surface image up, and they'll dry. It's a little better if you want to put paper underneath it. It could be paper towels or even newspaper, because the water in the photos will be blotted by the paper and be pulled away from the photo on the bottom, and on the top, the air will evaporate the water out of them. And the trick is first to prioritize and figure out that the photos are essential, and then to create good airflow. So once we've started to separate them, turning on the fans and opening up the windows will speed up evaporation, and it also helps to reduce the risk of mold. And mold is going to start within 3 days, and everything gets worse after the mold starts. So moving the air around is the priority as well.
When we talk about things like yearbooks, you had some advice I'd never heard of about how to preserve those.
Yearbooks are similar to photographs in that they're printed on slick paper, and that slickness is a coating. And the coating is adhesive in some cases. Not every slick paper is an adhesive coated paper, but a lot of them are. And yearbooks are especially notorious for printing on this slick surface. So again, when the pages get wet, they're all going to stick together as the book starts to dry out. So if you tear sheets of wax paper slightly larger than the size of the page and insert that sheet of wax paper all the way to the back fold, to the very, very back, and separate every page, as they dry out, the book will not stick together. The problem is, of course, now we've got a book full of wax paper, and trying to get the air to flow past that and cause evaporation is very tough. So putting books like that full of wax paper in front of fans or open windows and stimulating the evaporation is essential, but they can be saved. And again, like the photographs, the yearbooks often contain memories, you know, the personal note from some teacher or some student that is really highly valued, and it's not replaceable. In every case, the irreplaceable components of our historic past are the things that we most cherish.
What about regular books? Say it's a book you really love, maybe it's a book that's worth a little money. What should you do with that?
So for regular books, if we stand them up on end and put them in front of fans, they'll dry out, and it depends how wet they were. If they were underwater, it might take 4 days. If it's just a little bit wet at the edges, and a lot of times when books get wet, they're not soaked all the way through. The book will dry out. If it's a mass market paperback, those are the little books from the grocery store. Those soak up water like a sponge, and those are really difficult to recover and have and look any good. But most books are published on good quality paper, and they'll evaporate out if the air flow can get to the back of the leaves. And that's, again, critical to prevent mold from occurring. So the regular papers are not going to stick together. Sometimes regular books have a little cluster of images that are printed on a slick paper, and those are going to stick together. So sometimes we have to search around in the book to be sure that there's not slick paper, and if there is, separate those pages with wax paper. And the problem with all of this drying that I'm going to describe today is it is not perfect. If we squeeze the books as they get dry, so after about 3 days, we put books like that in a press and we squeeze them hard overnight, and then we'll let them stand open again the next day and continue evaporating. Well, people don't have access to presses, so if you put it under some weight, it'll help minimize the cockling of the paper. But the paper will cockle, and those distortions are kind of normal for things that have gotten wet. And it's better to accept the idea right now that it will not be perfect, that we'll do our best to save it, but, you know, it may not come out perfectly.
When you talk about cockling, and they'll sort of curl.
Yes, they'll curl. The papers curl, and the photographs will curl naturally when they dry. Paper, what's happening with the paper is it's expanding when it gets wet, and then it shrinks, but not all the way when it dries. And often books get wet on the top and the front and the bottom and not in the middle of the page. I've seen entire libraries that were flooded underwater, and when the water was pumped out, because they were standing on a shelf and the books expanded a little bit when the water started getting to them, you open the book and it's dry in the center of the page, and on any page. It was surprising. So they don't soak up water like a sponge, as you might think they would. The cheap papers do, but most books are just going to take in the water at the edges. And then those are physically larger when the book dries out than the center of the page. So it's natural for that cockling to occur. And there's not a whole lot we can do about that, excepting that it's going to be damaged as part of this.
What about clothes? Should we just put them in the washer, or if they need to be dry cleaned, take them to the dry cleaner?
The working clothes, the daily clothes, are generally just treated like laundry, and that's fine. And we can get rid of the staining if there was mud in the water by taking it to a dry cleaner. Not in every case, but a lot of it can be removed. With older material, like wedding dresses or, you know, historic christening gowns, really important textiles, it would be most appropriate to just try and dry it very carefully, because in fact, it can't take the tumbling from dryers, and the agitation in a washing machine will sometimes just tear the fabric. Once it's dry, if it's badly stained, it might be improved by taking it to a dry cleaner.
What other objects need protection or need to be refurbished after a flood?
There are lots of family heirlooms that we've not discussed. You know, the family Bible contains the records of the family's births and deaths and marriages. Certain jewelry has importance. Sometimes there's old furniture that we've inherited. So in each case, the material type has something to do with the nature of how well it's going to dry. A Bible, for instance, is a thick book, and it's not easy to stand it up on end. So just putting it in a place that's well ventilated, a room that gets lots of airflow, will help dry it, and then monitoring that by turning pages and trying to blot things with paper towels. Jewelry is mostly not going to be damaged by the water, so it will just dry out. It might have some mud on it, but that's easily removed. The furniture might crack. Some wooden objects, when they get wet, it's kind of a shock. The wood is swelling, and then as it shrinks quickly, it might crack. So we can slow that down a little bit, even though you want to move the furniture to that well-ventilated room, but you want to slow it down by wrapping it with saran wrap, you know, a cling wrap, and letting it not dry out all at once, and then take the cling wrap off every day so that some evaporation occurs, and you can use a little bit of some towels or paper towels to blot the water. And then, but slowing it down so maybe we dry it over the course of 3 weeks instead of dry it out in 4 days.
What about home decor, say like paintings, pieces of art?
If a painting got wet, it will dry out again, and it may be, you know, water damaged or mud damaged, but we can save the painting itself by just taking it off the wall and placing it on a horizontal surface like a table and lifting up the four corners with like a little plastic block at the corners and allowing the air to flow under it and over it. And in every case, it's possible that something of great value can be treated by a conservator. The actual conservation treatment of objects is possible, But saving it is the critical thing. What we don't want to do is throw away our family heirlooms. So I'm busy trying to tell people, don't throw it out, dry it out.
That was Randy Silverman, the head of preservation at the University of Utah Marriott Library. He spoke to us from Salt Lake City on how to preserve family heirlooms, books, clothing, and furnishings after a flood.